Hello and welcome to
I Need a Drink,
a podcast where we show you the reality. We show you the reality of what really happens when you own a business.
I need a drink.
I'm Isabella.
And I'm Kim.
Yep. How's it going?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. What the hell is that?
That was my phone falling between my legs.
Okay.
Last week we spoke about... Shit, I forgot already.
Myths of owning a small business.
Oh, yes. And you mentioned a couple times about your past business and how it ended up failing and you just had to let it go, basically.
Right.
So I figured maybe we could talk about that a little bit.
Because letting it
go. Probably people are a little curious about it. So how about you tell us about what the business was and why you started it?
Okay. The business was a cake business. I had a partner, my cousin. She was an amazing cake decorator. And I'm a half-decent baker, so we decided to collaborate and start a business together. How it came about was she had, in pursuit of saving money, I believe for her son's baptism, she had decided to make her own cake, and we were blown away, and she realized she had this knack for decorating cakes. So she kind of started doing it, you know, for friends and family. And wanted to start a business with it, but she...
A bit more than she could chew?
No, she's... she's not the greatest baker in the world.
Oh.
So she was using boxed cakes, which a lot of cake decorators do that. But at the same time, I was looking to kind of start something up. And I was actually about to start a business called Kim's Corn, which is going to be a popcorn business.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so while I was doing that...
And we would have became best friends because I love popcorn.
God. Instead, we're enemies.
That's why we have a podcast together.
Multiple podcasts together. Because both of these were going on at the same time, we kind of together had the idea of why don't we put her cake decorating business a step above and not only focus on amazing looking cakes, but amazing tasting homemade cakes. So we started working together.
Smart enough.
Yeah. And I have to say, we were doing well, but we did make a lot of mistakes. And because of those mistakes, unfortunately, our business is no longer with us.
Okay. So... I just heard 5 seconds later what you actually said. That's hilarious. So how about you tell us what you think made it so that it failed? What are these
mistakes you made? So I think, and I'll probably end up quoting a little bit from our last podcast. So
that's all right.
Go back, listen to last week's.
We're not plagiarizing. Plagiarizing? Yeah.
Right. No, it's our podcast. Talking about an article that we didn't write. I think one of the things that we did wrong was we tried offering too much for the size of our business.
Okay.
So in other words, what we should have done was
specialize.
Yes, exactly. So we should have...
Give us an example.
Yeah, an example is, say, for flavors of cakes, we should have been like, you can choose from chocolate, vanilla, red velvet. That's it. Instead, we literally would take any request that was thrown our way. So,
and then figure it out later?
Right. So how that causes problems is one...
Time.
There's a lot of trial and error going on because as much as I had a handful of cakes that I had mastered, there was a lot that I am not a professional baker.
Mm-hmm.
I never took any courses. I've been baking since before I could reach the counter, but that doesn't mean I know how to do everything. So there was a lot of trial and error of making cakes. So sometimes, somebody would want a cake and I would have to bake that cake 3 times before I got it right.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing was cost of ingredients. So for example, we had an order come in for a baby shower where they wanted 2 or 3 dozen cupcakes and 2 or 3 of each flavor. So say...
What?
Yeah. And one of them, and we wanted to offer that because we thought it would be a good opportunity to show what we were able to do and kind of get our flavors out there.
Okay.
But what ended up happening was... We probably spent 3 times or 4 times more than we actually charged because we had set a price ahead of time.
Right.
We had our prices, so we couldn't really change that.
Mm-hmm.
But say we had 2 cupcakes that were filled with, had raspberry filling in it. Well,
all the raspberry crap, the rest you had to throw out.
Exactly. And the small little pint of raspberries was $5. We were charging $2, say, per cupcake. So those 2 cupcakes, we charged $4 for. Just the raspberry filling cost us $5.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So we didn't realize that is what was going to happen. Whereas when you're offering something, when you're more limited in what you're offering, you can kind of buy in bulk. If we're only offering raspberry filled cupcakes, well, then we're buying a big thing of raspberries at Costco.
And you also price it.
Right. Exactly. We price it accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was one of our big mistakes.
But that's huge also. If I can can chime in here. Mm-hmm. When I first started my business in design and photography, quote unquote, because I wasn't really a photographer back then.
Right.
That was one of my major problems too. But only like, even when it comes to as simple as on the website, I had a website, one website for everything. So it's like on the website, it was like, Isa's blah blah, like design or whatever, and it was, oh, I offer design, I offer photography, I offer this, I offer that, I offer that. So it's like people got into my website and was like so overwhelmed by everything right. that I offered that they would just leave. And I eventually learned that people's attention span is like zero.
Yeah, definitely.
So you need to specialize. Like, pick something that you absolutely love and are passionate about and just push that to the end. So now my website, I have like 18 websites. And my main website, ellaphotography.ca, is like you get in there and it's like, boom, wedding. Even though I shoot everything. Yeah, I do photography for everything, not shoot them. I'm advertising weddings first so that I capture people's attention. And then they'll send me an email like, hey, by the way, do you also do family? And then I'll be like, yep, yes, sure.
Right. It's straight to the point. It's
specialized.
And also with specializing, then you do one thing great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you can really perfect it. Mm-hmm. And again, that was the problem with the cakes, where, like I said, if I would have just focused on chocolate, vanilla, red velvet, then those three would have been fantastic. Where I was wasting my time experimenting with all these other flavors when I should have been perfecting those recipes. Yeah. And when we did finally learn that mistake, I did go back and perfect the three recipes that I want to focus on.
I mean, if you get repeat customers, be like, oh, can you do the same thing that you offered me last year? You're like, oh, we don't do that anymore. That's like almost bad. Like, yeah, it looks bad. It almost affects your branding a little bit.
It does, definitely. It makes you look very inconsistent. That was kind of what happened, was before we let the business go, we decided to kind of change our policies, but we lost all of our clients. So our clients were with us because we were doing
things.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And we ended up losing all of our clients. And that's really when, like, we were done.
Fuck it. Yeah. Okay. So that was number one.
Number one. I think the second thing that we did also, and I know this is so hard not to do when starting a business, is trying
discounts.
Yes.
Oh,
pricing way too low to lure in clients. Mm. I remember we had done a special once to try to get clients where we were offering like 6 cupcakes for $6, delivery included.
Jesus.
Yeah. So, but I mean, you take into consideration, and you don't realize this until you're doing it, you take into consideration the ingredients, the time, the packaging, the delivery. Mm-hmm. We were losing so much money on it. And at first we were like, it's okay because we're doing this for marketing and, you know, we should just look at us investing in advertisement. But these people, some people did become loyal clients of ours.
But because of that.
Because of that, which was good. And that made it worth it. But then there were a handful of people that would only order from us during those specials. They wouldn't pay full prices. So I kind of feel like we're taken advantage of a little bit in that aspect. So it wasn't worth it. And it never balanced out. We never made that money back. Mm-hmm. And we would also often offer cakes just way below the cost. Pricing. Yeah, it just didn't make sense for the amount of time and money putting into it. And I remember we didn't really, I guess, look into it far enough. And it was only at the end of the year when our accountant kind of looked at the numbers and was like,
laughing at you guys.
Yeah, we were making like 2 cents an hour. Like, yeah, it was ridiculous when you took out the price for all the ingredients and then you really broke down the amount of time we're working on this. It was ridiculous.
I actually wrote a blog a while back about, and it's like on the blog, if ever you want to go read it. It was about discounts and my thoughts about like offering...
Plug your website. We don't know what the blog is. I know what it is.
CreativeRendezvous.com. That one. Where the podcast is.
You didn't say that. Okay.
So
you have a lot of blogs.
You're right. CreativeRendezvous.com. And it was basically that, where like my thoughts behind discounting and how I gave a specific website as an example. I don't think I named it there, but where it's basically they were selling albums. You know those albums that you buy Jean Couture with, like you put your little montage of the photos and stuff, and it's like a 7x7 with paper pages? It was like that. And this company was, I think, like maybe once a month or once every 2 weeks would offer stupid discounts about their books. And it was like, get a book 20 pages for $9.99. Okay.
Jeez.
Yeah, I know. It's like super cheap. But normally that same book was $39.99.
Oh, wow.
But they started with the discounts and then they had them so often that people would only buy on $9.99.
Right.
I would only buy on $9.99. Right. Why the hell would I pay $39.99 for the book that you keep discounting down? Like,
you
to
know
me,
it's going to go back on sale.
Yeah, but to me, in my head, was like, clearly your book is not worth $39.99.
If you can do it that often.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm not going to give you that money.
Right.
I'm going to wait, even if it's like 1, 2 months or 3 months for that specific discount to come back. I'm going to wait because you're ripping me off at $39.99. I'm going to pay $9.99. You know,
right.
Probably. I don't know the company personally, but that company probably got hurt a lot because of that. Yeah. I don't see who would have bought, unless it's like a first time customer that comes on the website and the discount wasn't there. So they weren't aware of the discount. They probably just had reoccurring discount shoppers. For sure.
Yeah,
it's going to hurt you in the end.
It is. You can't just assume people are willing to pay more than the sale price. I think a mentality of a lot of people who are starting a small business is that I'm going to offer these low prices, lure in the clients. Then once my business gets bigger and I have to up my prices, they're going to understand. They aren't going to understand. They still want those prices and they feel like they are entitled to those prices. Yeah. So just be realistic on what your pricing needs to be. And again, we spoke about this last podcast, know your value, price your value, and people will understand your value and respect that. And don't price yourself too low because you're kind of showing like, oh, I'm not really worth this much. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, I feel bad making you come for this much money, so I'm going to charge you this much. Clients is not stupid. They're going to be like, well, then clearly that's what you're worth.
Exactly. Totally. Know your worth and price it.
Totally.
So I think another area that, I don't want to say we went wrong, because to be honest, I think this is one of the aspects I don't know what we could have done different, but we were partners in this. We both had full-time jobs. We're running this business and we both have children.
We both have full-time families.
Right. So the time that was needed to devote to this business, we just didn't have. And it had got to a point where we were working our full-time jobs during the day, we're taking care of our families in the evenings, and we were working on our cakes from like midnight to 3 a.m. Like there was literally no sleep
time. And you live like super far away from each other?
And we live so like it was constantly driving back and forth to each other's houses and then like figuring out who was going to deliver what. And it was just the time, we just didn't have that time to devote to it.
There was a major scheduling issue.
Major scheduling issue. And also we worked different schedules, so we couldn't always work together or sometimes, you know, I would have time to take an order, she wouldn't, or vice versa. You know, she would have time to take an order and I wouldn't. And it was rough. And like I said, in that aspect, I don't even know what we could have done different. Maybe again, if we were more realistic about what we were offering, that would have balanced itself out a little bit. But that was a huge thing also, was we were making no money and we were sacrificing so much sleep and time with our families.
And I can imagine also that your social media presence and online presence was suffering as well, because like how do you even find the time to do that?
Fit that in there also. Exactly. We just weren't able to devote the amount of time needed to make our business successful. So I guess that's another thing, is to make sure that realistically, like I don't think we planned it out enough. Like
you didn't have a business plan.
No, exactly. We're like, let's start this business. Okay. And we started. We didn't sit down and really, really look into what our plan was going to be. What are we going to offer? Realistically, what can we offer? What is our budget for what we can offer, what we can put into this? What is our time budget that we can devote into this? Our dream was much bigger than what the reality, I guess, really was.
So when did you finally realize that it was like time to let it go? Like how long did this run? How many years did you get it? Did you have the business?
Years?
I think it was 2 years.
I think it was about a year. I would say from the time we started to the time we really, I think, like shut down and like stopped taking
any orders.
Like, because like I said, we did try to change our concept a couple of times, but I would say maybe like, yeah, I guess about a year or two. Like, I think we had a good 6 months to a year where
I want to see if your website is still online.
Oh, it's true. I don't think so, because I think I checked a while ago and it wasn't.
I hope not for you. No, okay, it's not. Phew. Because your Facebook page was online still.
It's still up. And the reason why we haven't shut that down was because Jen wants to take pictures from it. And she hasn't gotten a chance to take all the pictures from it. Because like we want to keep memories of these cakes. Like I have to say, like our cakes were, they were good looking cakes. My cousin was very talented in that. And actually, she still occasionally will make cakes for the family. Like for my baby shower that we had in September, she made the cake.
It was so nice.
And I wanted to cry because it just reminded me like how good we were and that we don't have that anymore. And we do occasionally, and I say occasionally, pretty much every time we see each other, either reminisce or bring up one day starting it up again. But we keep reminding ourselves we have to go about it so differently that we need a lot of planning. And we're still like, we both have young children and it's just not the time right now, but maybe one day. Even like my partner, my significant other, I have to find a better term for him. In French, it's conjoint. It's so much nicer. My conjoint is always encouraging me to get back into that business, but I just feel like I want to do it right this time. So when we realized it was time to let go, was we had started this this because we enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. Again, like we were saying, I think last podcast, to make sure that you have a passion for what you do and don't do it just for the money. You have to do it because you love doing it. And that's what it was. Like I said, I've been baking since I could. My mom used to bring a chair up to the counter so I could reach the counter when I started baking. Like I baked my whole life and I love baking. I love baking for my family, my friends, and I liked baking for the company. And we started hating it and resenting the company and resenting, I don't want to say resenting our that clients, hurts. But almost like getting irritated every time we'd get an order in. And it's like, we weren't making money. So what were we doing? And for us, that's when we realized it was time to let go. Our families were suffering. We weren't enjoying it anymore. We weren't making any money. Mm-hmm. There was just no more positives to the business. And that's when we realized we had to put our pride to the side, let go. And like I said, we keep in mind that maybe one day we'll start it up again. And every now and then I'll get an email or a phone call, because I actually still have the old business number. But I'll get a phone call of somebody asking if we're still doing cakes, and it's like, it kills me to say no. But it was time to let go, and I think it was just realistic for us to say it's enough for now. Maybe we'll pick up one day.
So tell me one or two major things that you would have done differently. Like, let's say your cousin came up to you right now and be like, let's start a business.
Plan. Definitely business have a plan. Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah. Business plan. Take a couple of weeks even to sit down, write out a plan.
Months even, I would say.
Yeah. Just take some time to really know where you want to go with that and what you're going to be doing. And like I said, specialize also. Just make sure that...
you know what you're offering and stick to it.
Exactly. We're offering just a realistic amount of things. Don't overwhelm ourselves, getting over our heads, and just perfect what we do well and know our limits.
And also, I can imagine that, like, let's say you start out with like 3 flavors and you're really good at it. The day that you come up with like 3 more flavors, that's like a major boost in your business, because people will be like, oh my God, I have to try this lemon meringue cupcake, or I don't know. But it's like,
exactly,
if the 3 that you're selling is so good, then the 3 more are probably going to be even better. You know what I mean? It's like, psychologically speaking, and that's how I would think.
Yeah, no, it's true. And you have to kind of say no to clients. And that was the thing, is we weren't saying no. It was like, can you do this, 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 and that, and have it by then? We're like, yeah.
Oh my God, that's huge. Yeah.
And it really, we're in way over our heads. Unfortunately, we were good at what we did, but because of that, it kind of worked against us, because we took that and ran and thought we could, manage do anything. Everything. We thought we were unstoppable. That's not what it was. We ran way too fast, and because we ran fast, we tired out quickly. Mm-hmm. So we should have paced ourselves a little bit better. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think that's it. Specialize, pace yourself, and plan.
Do you think you would have built your team a little bit? Maybe like hired help.
That was our plan. Our plan was, our next step was, because we didn't limit ourselves, our orders got to a point like we had to start refusing orders. So our plan was to eventually hire and teach people what we were doing, so that we could kind of just do the more complicated parts of the business, just like 3 cakes that we had perfected, like our chocolate vanilla red velvet. I could have taught somebody the recipe and they made them for us. The problem was that because we didn't plan properly and that happened too soon, we didn't have the budget to hire anyone.
Okay.
And
Think you would have done it sooner, like if you knew how it turned out now? Would you have hired somebody, like even just like for delivery, let's say, like would you hired help sooner, or you think that
delivery wasn't our issue? We actually had our men delivering for us, which was nice. And actually mine still always says how much he misses doing that. He used to love delivering the cakes. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
It's fun, I guess, somebody's always so excited to get their cake. When you're delivering cakes, it's always for a happy reason, right? It's a wedding or a birthday party, or it's usually fun. Cause I remember once you had suggested that we hire an intern so it wouldn't affect our budget, somebody who's on the up and up. 2 reasons why they didn't work for us is, one, we weren't professionally taught, so to hire someone who is kind of like touchy. Okay. The other thing was, try to hire somebody that's available from midnight to 3 a.m. You know what I mean?
Do you imagine?
Yeah. So that we were working out of our homes. We didn't have a professional kitchen. So our next step was to get a professional kitchen, to get an actual spa, kitchen, and hire somebody. But again, because we didn't plan properly,
it was impossible.
We burnt out before that was able to happen. But I think that definitely, if we would have planned properly and made it to that point, I think we would have been successful.
Can you tell me how, if you're willing to share, but how that conversation went when you were like, okay, it's over? Or did it just you guys stopped calling each other?
It did kind of fizzle out, but we did have to agree to stop taking orders. How it happened at first was, we actually have to take a break because my cousin had another baby and she had a difficult pregnancy, and the beginning of there were some complications. So her time was even more consumed. It was a hard time for everybody, and we had to, we actually had to take, I think we took a month or two break. And then when we got back into it, I think that's kind of when we started realizing it's time to change stuff up. We had changed stuff up, and it did kind of fizzle out a little bit there. And I think, I'm trying to remember, but I remember us kind of being like, okay, it actually went well because we were on the same page. We both realized
that you were lucky
it was
there,
not working. Yeah, it's not like one of us was just like, no, and the other one was like, no, we can keep going. We both realized that it wasn't working. It was time to kind of let go and focus on different aspects of our life at that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, cool. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
Hopefully it helped the listeners a little bit know like that it is possible. The best of us fail sometimes.
Yeah.
When you really think about it, what you could have done differently, I'm not going to say it's fairly simple because that's not true at all, but just like planning, man. Plan.
Number one. Be realistic and plan.
Passion is great, but you need to have some kind of realistic aspect to it,
right? You can't
let
your dreams run away with you too quickly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you like what you heard, please go and follow us online at creativerendezvous.com/podcast and on Facebook at facebook.com/creativeRDV.
Twitter. You forgot Twitter.
Yes, we started our Twitter account now. So we'll both manage that and share like our favorite articles and, you know, just like chit chat with people. So that's twitter.com. Oh, sorry. The handle is INAD. So I need a drink podcast. So INAD podcast. Okay. Anyways, it's in the description. Go get it. And go on iTunes and, you know, give us 5 stars, man. Show us that you care and that you're listening.
Tell us you love us.
Yay. And that's it. Thanks, Kim. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you, Isa.
Yeah. So I'll see you guys. Well, we'll both see you guys next week.
Have a good week. Bye.